This is Brian Levesque, founder of Rocket Programs and RocketMemory.com. Welcome to the Rocket Hack of the Week, a weekly podcast with David Favor, founder and creator of RadicalHealth.com. If this is your first time here, every week, David and I share a simple but powerful way to hack your mind or body to squeeze more juice out of your brain, boost your productivity, or improve the quality of your life. Now, in today's Hack of the Week, David reveals something he calls quantum soup dating. But the name is actually misleading because this is a simple hack you can apply to any area of your life, everything from dating and relationships to health or even your career. So what is quantum soup dating exactly? Well, you'll just have to listen to find out, but I will tell you this. There's a slight but important twist that you need to pay attention to, which I point out after David reveals his hack. So without further delay, here's your Rocket Mind Hack of the Week.
I'm here with Hackermeister Ryan Levesque.
Hey, David, how's it going on this lovely Thursday morning?
Rocking and rolling. I've been up hacking myself since about 5 this morning.
Rocking and rolling and hacking. I like it.
Yeah, once you hack, you never go back, buddy.
That's right. We gotta put something on that. We gotta trademark that one.
As I was sitting here getting ready for our talk this morning, I thought about 10-second hacks. Breathing, what you breathe, what you drink, what you eat. So this morning I've got all the windows open, hopefully it'll be quiet enough with all the birds singing. Mm-hmm. And I sleep at night with windows open too. Now, a really important thing to consider while you're hacking yourself is make sure that your biological machinery is running at peak. Mm-hmm. And so the best way to do that is make sure that, you know, if you got garbage in, garbage out. If you got good in, good out.
Very cool. So properly oxygenate your body at night. Make sure you're getting good oxygen flow to improve the quality of your sleep. I love it.
So now for the big hack of the day, which I'm going to make up now that I remember it's my turn to do a hack. I went to Adam and Laura Alter's SEO meetup last night here in Austin.
Sure.
I got in this long conversation with Brian Massey from Conversion Scientist and Tracy Jones from Caveman Eating last night about creating partnership. Now, this is a really weird hack. Mm-hmm. And I did this to create my relationship with my wife, Yamaya. This is an advanced hack. And
okay.
And it's going to be a very interesting experiment. So what I did, I guess it was back in 1997-ish, I guess. I'd been living poly for 10 years, which means multiple partners, full disclosure, very complex. I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. I mean, it's challenging enough to be in a relationship with one person, but if you're in a relationship with, you know, 8 people and they're all in a relationship with other people and nobody knows what's going on.
This is a precursor to social media.
It's a far too advanced format of relationship than I can, you know, navigate well.
Right.
Even though I tried for a decade. So anyway, I came to a point where I started asking myself questions. This goes back to our, I guess we'll call these episodes. So this will be episode 3. Episode 1, we talked a little bit about, you know, the man who controls who he takes to his bed is well on the path to enlightenment. Mm-hmm. And so I started asking myself questions to reduce the turnover between my bed sheets. And the questions were, okay, so, you know, if I, you know, take this person home with me and I wake up the next morning and I turn over and look at them, am I going to be excited to even see their face? Mm-hmm. And, you know, what are we going to talk about? And then the other question was that I asked was, how will this person affect my life and business? Mm. And when I started asking those questions, bang, that just completely edited out everybody. And when I concluded that they were, you know, less than optimal effect on my life and business, I just basically called them all up one morning and said, you know, we're just going to be friends from now on.
Right.
So the thing is that, you know, to create a new outcome, whether it's in your relationships or business or health, you've got to create a space for that outcome to occur in. Mm-hmm. There's got to be an empty container to put something in. Mm-hmm. And so I just cleared the deck. Mm. And then what I did, and here's the hack. As Neville talks about in his books and Bob Stevens talks about in his work, is I lived from my wish fulfilled. Mm. And what that means is that I arranged my entire life as if I was already with my partner.
Hmm.
Now, this is really interesting, I was trying to think of what I would call this hack, and I think I'm going to call it quantum soup dating.
And quantum soup dating.
Quantum soup dating is where you write up your mandatory requirements for your ideal partner, mm-hmm. and then you arrange your life as if you were living with them, so you bypass all the first dates where you got to deal with all the junk of getting to know each other and all that stuff.
Right.
So you do that before you meet them, and you do that in the quantum soup. And so what I did was, when I'd sit down to dinner, I would set a place for my partner and serve them food, converse with them over the table. At night when I took walks, I would imagine having my arm laced around her waist and hers around mine and have conversations with her. When I went to bed, I would turn down her side of the bed for her. And so I lived as if I was already in the midst of my wish fulfilled. Now, this is really interesting because the quantum soup part of this is that quantum mechanics says that any observation, once an observer observes an object, the object changes. It's very fundamental science. And so if you are so inclined to experiment with this hack, do be sure and tell me your outcome also if you're looking at this. Because I'm always curious, because I designed my business. This is how I created my business, too, and that's a whole other story for another day. What I did was I arranged my entire life so that I was actually with my divine partner. I could feel her breath on my neck, and I could hear her voice in my ears, and I dated her for 6 weeks before I met her.
Mm.
Now, the 6 weeks, here's what gets really interesting. Is if you do this really well, the timeline of when you'll actually end up in the presence of this physical being will probably be faster than your head can wrap itself around. What I found was that in that six-week period, a bunch of it was like the universe was sending me test cases to make sure I was really clear about my desired outcome. So I got a bunch of slackers that came and applied for the position. And, you know, it was really interesting because all these people, and there were, you know, there were probably a dozen or so, I mean, just intensely attractive women.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went over my mandatory list of things I required in a partner, there would be like one small thing that was, you know, completely upside down, mm-hmm. or opposite, a fatal flaw. And
right.
if I had compromised and taken an exit path out of my journey before I reached the end and met Yamaya, then, you know, I would have wasted another 10 or 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and probably ended up with all sorts of complexities. So anyway, that's my quantum soup dating hack.
Wow. That is extreme. You're such an interesting person, David, because I feel like you have such a unique approach to things like this.
And I did the same. I did the same thing with our business too. I'll give like a 60-second about that. You can apply this to anything.
Right.
What I did with my business is I thought about it for maybe 5 or 10 years, mm-hmm. before I ever started. Here's how business design ought to be done: is I took a single piece of paper and drew out, kind of in the form of not really a mind map, but almost like a manufacturing, like a factory schematic about all the moving parts in a factory, where you put raw materials on one end, mm-hmm. and you get finished goods out the other, and the transit of raw materials from one end through the machinery, the moving parts out the other end of final product. Out the bottom fell bales of cash.
Mm.
And I wrote that thing up in maybe 10 or 15 minutes just during a conversation with the person, because this person was asking what I envisioned for the endpoint of my company. And I drew the whole thing out on a piece of paper, 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That was in May of 2005. So now it's May 2011. That's 6 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And our business is operating in, I think, 8 or 10 countries now. It's tough for me to keep up because I spend so little time in that business.
Mm-hmm.
What I did was I drew it up and I lived from my wish fulfilled. It's like, okay, this is what I'd like. I started out, my goal was to only work 4 hours a day, and now I really only work 5 or 10 in that particular business. So that's mm-hmm. even, 5 or 10 minutes, not hours. So anyway, that's my hack of the day is, you know, make sure you got high negative ORP water, fresh air, high nutrient dense, calorie sparse food is my simple hacks. And then the big hack is quantum soup dating or
right.
quantum soup business design, either application.
I absolutely love it. I think of it in terms of start with the end in mind, have a crystal clear view, and this is whether it's dating or your business or any goal that you want to achieve in your life, have a crystal clear view of that goal in your mind, actually put a pen to paper and write what that vision is. It can't just be a nebulous idea that you think about in your head. You actually have to sit down and write it down, because writing produces a clarity of thought that's just impossible through words alone, through spoken words alone. And then act in ways that are congruent with having already achieved that endpoint. And I can speak from my own personal experience, and David knows. David's more, I would say, out there by some stretches. I love the fact that you acknowledge that you are a very interesting person. Some people might say, oh, of course, you know, this is natural. Everyone's like this. But I think you bring such a unique, interesting perspective. And one of the, I guess, intellectual challenges I always find when you and I get on the phone or talk like this is I say, okay, how can I explain this in a way that someone who might not know David and maybe dismiss one of his brilliant ideas, how can I explain it in such a way that someone on the other end of the spectrum, who's the most, you know, grounded, logical, you know, square type person, how might they use this information? I always find it such an interesting challenge. And for me, at least, I can speak to the phenomenon that you're talking about in so many different ways. I mean, the one example that comes to mind, which is just profound to me, is something like 2 years before we got to a certain point in our business, I wrote, again, like a one-page statement of where I want to be in 2 years. And I wrote the statement down in present tense form, just like you're talking about.
Present tense,
right. It's not I'm going to do this. It's, you know, today is, you know, December 1st, 2010, say it was, and this was in 2008 when I wrote this down. And, you know, my wife and I, you know, I'm, you know, married to my wife. We own a house in the Austin, Texas area. Cool. And our business is making, you know, this amount of money. Mm-hmm. And like three or four different things. And it was just one of these things that was sort of like, okay, put it aside. And then, you know, doing like a semi-regular review of the notebook, I looked out and I busted this page open, and it was literally like the hair on the back of my neck stood up.
Awesome.
And showed it to my wife, and we just looked at it. And it was just one of those moments where we kind of like welled up with tears in our eyes, saying, this is just so profound, because at the time we were living in China, hadn't even started our business. We were living a completely different lifestyle. And here we are, this one page thing just, you know, encapsulated exactly where we were almost to the day in terms of the date. So I can speak to the power of what you're talking about, David. And I think anyone out there who's listening to this, you know, the magic is really write it down in present tense and act in ways that are congruent with the fact that you've already achieved that goal.
Right.
You will be so surprised with the changes that occur in your life. It's sort of like this, taking the action is like magnetic.
Right.
In that people become attracted to you when you take action, and things become attracted to you. It's not enough to just do the secret and just hope and pray and magic's going to happen. That's the missing piece of the secret that no one talks about. You actually have to do stuff. When you do, in fact, take action and you have that crystal clear future goal in your mind and you write it down as if it's already happened and you act in ways and as if it's already happened, exactly like you're talking about, I think people will be profoundly amazed with the results that they achieve. And that's your Rocket Hack of the Week. If you're not already a member of our free Hack of the Week club, to apply for provisional membership, which is 100% free, and receive a free brain or body hack every single week, simply visit hackoftheweek.com. That's hackoftheweek.com. And in the meantime, please feel free to share and pass along this week's free Mind Hack of the Week to your friends and family. Again, this is Ryan Levesque, founder of Rocket Programs and RocketMemory.com, signing off. Thanks so much for listening.